Organic Flow Batteries. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The rapid expansion of the use of solar and wind power is driving a growing interest in energy storage systems, because in order to fully exploit these sources, we need to be able to store the energy they produce for use when we need it. Batteries are the most obvious way to store electrical energy, and a variety of battery technologies are candidates for the job. As is usually the case for the adoption of new technology, cost is the biggest stumbling block. There's a great deal of emphasis upon lithium-ion batteries. This is the same technology that powers our phones and computers. However, an up-and-coming candidate is the flow battery, in which liquid electrolytes stored in tanks carry electrical charge that flows through a membrane, releasing energy. Flow batteries can store large amounts of energy simply by using larger electrolyte tanks. They can be charged and recharged through many cycles and offer advantages in cost, simplicity, and reliability. The most promising flow batteries to date have used electrolytes based on compounds of metals or toxic materials. Scientists at USC have now developed a flow battery based on oxidized organic compounds known as quinones. Quinones are found in plants, fungi, bacteria, and even some animals. The resultant electrolytes are safe and are likely to be quite cheap. Megascale energy storage will be essential for solar and wind power to take over, and an energy storage technology based on molecules nature already uses for energy transfer may fit the bill. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.